As President Clinton begins his second term, he faces a vast unresolved issue with China, the terms under which China should be allowed to join the World Trade Organization. How that dispute is resolved could have economic consequences for the whole world well into the next century. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
China is just one of many countries applying to join the World Trade Organization, the club of market-oriented economies that succeeded GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. Of those applicants, China is by far the most important. That's because China's export-driven economy is on its way to becoming the world's largest. Its exports are increasing at the rate of 3 times the world average, and 1/3 of them go to the United States. It also is a country with poorly regulated trading practices. It protects its weak industries against foreign competition and has poorly defined laws on tariffs and business licenses, making it difficult for foreign companies to do business in China. Economist Greg Mustel of the Economic Strategy Institute says China's economic system violates basic WTO principles of free trade.
You have to remember that historically the WTO has its roots in an organization of market economies which got together in large part to counter the non-market world. And now the largest still non-market economy, or partially non-market economy, China, is trying to join that system. And quite frankly, the system is a tough fit.
China wants to join the WTO, but under softer rules than those imposed on large developed economies. In the past, the WTO has allowed some developing countries to join under relaxed rules. Countries such as Peru and Ivory Coast, fragile economies that needed help. Thus far, developed countries led by the United States have told Beijing China is too big, too competitive to be given special consideration. Yet the world community generally wants China in the organization. Greg Mustel says bringing China into the WTO could force Beijing to abandon protectionist practices if it's done right.
Now, unfortunately, if it's done wrong, what will happen is that China will be brought in and those practices will be allowed to stay in place and, in fact, institutionalized. And the U.S. will then give up its best leverage to make China reform its economy to end those practices.
Acting U.S. Trade Representative Charlene Barshefsky says there's another consideration. The WTO currently is considering applications from 31 countries. China could set a precedent.
Russia and Ukraine, the other former Soviet republics, will look very carefully at what is done in the case of China because of their similar economic status, that is, as economies in transition from communist-based or socialist-based toward market-driven economics. So China's accession will have some precedential impact, at least psychologically, if not legally. And as a result, we have to be extra careful what we do with China, or indeed what we do with Russia.
The United States is being careful. Thus far, it's stuck to a strong message to Beijing, even during the recent WTO conference in Singapore, where the European Union pressed for a more conciliatory approach.
China is an export powerhouse, and it will have to make substantial market access commitments before we would see it in the WTO.
Ambassador Barshefsky says China is a long way from satisfying Washington, as well as the other big trading powers. Because the WTO operates on a consensus basis, any one of them has the power to block China's admission. A decision on admission normally is based merely on dollars and cents, but in the case of China, a military as well as economic power, much more is at stake. Washington wants China's cooperation on the issues of Taiwan, stabilizing the Korean Peninsula, stopping arms proliferation. And there's always the explosive issue of human rights. So, even though all parties agree that China should be admitted to the World Trade Organization, even though the Clinton administration is committed to engagement with China, the year ahead challenges the most careful, talented negotiators on all sides. I'm Vicky O'Hara in Washington.